48 Hours in Sydney, written by Rachel Russ. Sydney is a city that is full of surprises. It has beautiful beaches, iconic landmarks, and delicious food. Sydney has so much to offer tourists. This action-packed two-day plan explains how you could have a weekend break exploring one of the most exciting cities in the world. Day 1, 9 a.m. After breakfast, climb the striking Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's great to see the city from the top. One of the longest steel arch bridges in the world, this landmark opened in 1932, after taking nearly 9 years to construct. The bridge connects neighbourhoods of the city and includes railway tracks, a road, and two walkways. 12 p.m. For lunch, grab some delicious takeaway food from the shops nearby. Then take your picnic with you on a ferry tour. It offers another amazing chance to enjoy the sensational Sydney skyline, and you can relax and enjoy your lunch at the same time. The tour includes a talk to tell you all about Sydney's history and famous landmarks. 3 p.m. When you are back on dry land, pop into the MCA, an art gallery with a treasure trove of artworks. Take your time to admire a great range of artworks. This is the only collection of art created by living artists in the country. 5 p.m. Don't miss one of the most well-known landmarks in Sydney, the Opera House. With its distinctive white sail-like shapes, it is a spectacular sight. Soak up the atmosphere and have dinner overlooking the harbour as the sun sets. Then see a performance at the Opera House. Day 2, 8 a.m. Start the day with a healthy breakfast at Bondi Beach, beside the breaking waves. From here, you can stroll along the shore. Well known for its crystal clear water, crescent shape, and white sand, Bondi is a perfect spot to try surfing. 11 a.m. Catch the train to the Royal Botanic Gardens, an oasis of exotic and native plants in the middle of this bustling city. Here you can have a picnic surrounded by greenery. You'll see a range of plants here, like grass trees, which are only found in this country. They are not grass or trees, but are related to lilies. 1 p.m. After lunch, head straight to the nearby Art Gallery of New South Wales, which boasts a large collection of incredible art. 3 p.m. Head up the Sydney Tower Eye for a special outlook across the city. It might feel strange close to the edge. 4 p.m. If you have any energy left, catch a ferry to this amusement park, which is full of attractions. Before you go in, grab a photo beside the iconic smiling face entrance. 7 p.m. After all that activity, you'll be ready for dinner. Stop to eat near the amusement park for a great perspective of the skyline from across the water. Phew! You'll deserve a rest after an action-packed couple of days. There is so much more to explore in this exceptional city, you'll wish you had more time.